They will start off with a service of commemoration in the Scottish National War Memorial. That will be followed by a beating retreat where we'll bring together local pipe bands, Legion pipe bands and the Royal Marine Band Scotland on Edinburgh Castle Esplanade. And then following that, the Governor of Edinburgh Castle has kindly offered to host a Battle of Arras reception in the Great Hall of Edinburgh Castle.
A lot of moving parts in there, and some money as well, needed as well to put these things on.
As always, you know, these things don't just happen overnight. You know, they take months and months of planning, and I think what Legion Scotland have proved over at least the last 4 or 5 years with their new approach to partnership working is that the only way to succeed and actually deliver these events is, in effect, working in partnership with other organisations. So we are indebted to Edinburgh Garrison Military, the World War One Commemorations Panel, which is formed by the Scottish Government. Again, very, very supportive, both morally and physically, and sometimes financially supportive of all the stuff that Legion Scotland do. So again, we're very, very thankful to them. We've then got to look at a little bit closer to home and look at our own members and volunteers and veterans organisations, because clearly, without them, events like this wouldn't happen either. And we've got to be able to communicate what we do, and this is where, you know, we're very, very thankful to yourself and BFBS for your support over the many, many years in actually helping us communicate that message out. If we look slightly further forward, Ian, a couple of months later, you know, so again, all of these things are happening at the same time, so it just shows you, you know, how busy, you know, the Armed Forces community is that we have the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Passchendaele. And we are working with a fabulous group called Creef Remembers in order to deliver a national event that, again, will be a fitting contribution to Scotland's commemoration of the Battle of Passchendaele. And that will take place in Creef on the 30th of July. And the initial plan will be we will conduct a parade down through the High Street down to Market Park in Creef, where a drumhead service will be taken by the Reverend Dr. Karen Campbell, who is the Legion Scotland Padre. She will do a drumhead service. Following that, we'll have various activity on the park that brings the local community together, but also brings individuals from further afield together to make it a real community contribution to Passchendaele.
OK, we'll have more details on that, obviously, as we get closer to it. It's important that we don't just remember, obviously, the events of 100 years ago. A couple of significant timelines coming up this year as well.
This year is the 10th anniversary of the end of operations in Northern Ireland, which we will be planning an event to commemorate that. And we're also looking at the 35th anniversary of the Falklands War.